heard Slim pulling on the door handle, trying to get inside. Then he was banging on the window glass. Then we heard his voice.
Hey!
Shh, not a peep, Drover. As long as he's outside, we're safe. There was a long moment of silence. Then Drover said,
You know, I'm not so sure we're safe.
What?
The pickup's still moving, and nobody's driving.
Well, of course. What's your point, Drover? And please be quick about it.
Well, I was just wondering if maybe we ought to try to let him in.
What? Are you nuts?
If we let him in, he'll know we locked him out.
You did, not me.
Drover, I had nothing to do with it.
On the other hand,
I uncovered my eyes and sat up. I could see Slim's face in the window. He was yelling words I couldn't hear.
Drover, Slim's at the door. Maybe I'd better see what he wants.
I went to the door on the driver's side. Through the window, I could see Slim trotting along beside the moving pickup. He yelled and banged on the window and pointed to something up ahead.
Hey!
A canyon. Then he pointed to the little door locker device on the window ledge. What was he trying to tell me?
Bark?
Okay, that made sense. He wanted me to bark. I filled my lungs with stale air and cut loose with a burst of deep, manly barking.
This produced a very strange response. His eyes seemed to roll up inside his head, and he continued screaming and pounding on the window.
Hey!
Bark louder?
Sure, I can handle that. I refilled my tanks and unleashed an enormous burst of barking. One of the most impressive bursts of barking of my whole career.
But even that didn't seem to help.
I mean, he was still out there yelling and waving like a lunatic.
Hey!
What was he trying to say? Did he want me to start chewing on the steering wheel?
Maybe that was it. I mean, sometimes in very stressful situations, a dog can make things better by, well, chewing on something. I stepped up on the armrest to tell him that I'd gotten his message, but then, I'll be darned. The window rolled down. Amazing.
Slim reached his head inside, pulled up the locking device, jerked open the door, pushed me out of the way, threw himself into the seat, turned the key, and shut off the motor. The pickup chugged to a stop. The atmosphere inside the cab became very quiet, shall we say. Slim was panting and staring straight ahead with glazed eyes. He reached up a hand and removed his hat, then used it to fan his face. His hands were shaking. Drover and I exchanged uneasy glances. The silence became very heavy as we wondered what would happen next. Thunder and lightning, screams of anger, accusations hurled at us from all directions. We waited in the deadly silence, our hearts pounding like beating hearts. At last, Slim blinked his eyes and let out a big gust of air. Then his gaze slid around to, me. I cringed and prepared myself for a blast. I sensed that I was in trouble. But for what?